Titanic was more expensive than any other movie. For the first part, Cameron filmed the real Titanic at the bottom of the ocean. He had to go down to the ship in a submarine 12 times. Cameron filmed most of the movie on a model that was almost as big as the Titanic. He wanted everything on the ship to be like the real Titanic. Clothes, furniture, machines, everything had to be exactly right. Not all newspapers and magazines liked the movie. One called it "Dead in the Water." But people around the world loved it. The world's most expensive movie became the biggest success. It earned over $1,600 million. The biggest and the best. In the 1900s, more and more people wanted to travel across the Atlantic Ocean. The ships became bigger and better as ship companies fought hard for customers. In 1907, the White Star Line decided to build the biggest and best of all. The company planned to make three ships. Their names said a lot about them: Olympic, Titanic, and Gigantic. Next to the Titanic, most other ships seemed small. It was 269 meters, 882 feet long. At the time, the tallest building in the world was only 229 meters, 750 feet. Everyone thought that the ship was also very safe. There were 16 compartments. In an accident, big metal doors could close, and then no water could get from one compartment to another. The ship was even able to float with the first four compartments full of water. The Titanic became the famous unsinkable ship. Nobody seemed to worry about another important fact. The ship could carry more than 3,000 passengers, but it only had lifeboats for 1,178 people.